This is Reverend Bookburn, starting a couple of minutes early for the AtheistNetwork.com broadcast, which is going to start early, and going to play a song by the late Little Eva. This is called Let's Turkey Trot. Play.
Come on, let's turkey trot. Come on, let's turkey trot.
Gobble, gobble, diddle lip.
Hey!
Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight Lord Jesus is with me and brought some great fucking tunes. And the theme of the show is Topple the Bush Statue. And we're going to have a lot of great tunes and talk about toppling the Bush statue and related business, plus some local news from Pennsauken, New Jersey, and all kinds of shit. Going to start with a track from the Benefit CD for the West Memphis 3. It's all covers of Black Flag songs. This is Chuck D. and Henry Rollins doing Rise Above.
West Memphis, Arkansas. Get ready to go worldwide. Let's get it on.
Rise above, we gotta rise above.
When they can't do it themselves,
rise above, we gotta rise above.
You can't afford no ring. I should be wearing white and you can't afford no ring.
Drinking with me, Jesus. I can't see you very clear.
You heard Corrosion of Conformity doing Holier. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? The Dixie Chicks did White Trash Wedding. Chuck D and Henry Rollins did Rise Above. And started off with Little Eva doing Let's Turkey Trot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear it repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and 9 at night, Eastern Time, USA, and also Sunday morning. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend is In, Operation American Freedom, and that will be on May 4th, and we'll play a lot of freedom-oriented songs, and we will be pushing towards the freedom and democracy in America. And on May 11th, the theme is Family Frisky Business, and that is a video project being worked on by Reverend Bookburn and a new character whom you'll meet on May 11th, Pastor Bader. Pastor Bader will be live in the studio May 11th working on the video project called Family Frisky Business that will be a lampoonery of buffoon groups like XXX Church and others who perpetrate myths such as sex addiction and porn addiction and masturbation addiction, etc., as well as the moral crusading hypocrites like the sex-scandaled televangelists and clergy and family values, horn dog, congress people, etc. It'll be a fun video, and Pastor Bader will be here to talk about that. That is all on May 11th. And tonight, the theme is Topple the Bush Statue. And that idea came to mind when the television news, which I masochistically watched during this oil-ho war, even though it was staged and even though it was a hoax, I watched it, and even though it was a colonial expansionistic corporate greed war, it looked kind of cool watching the statue being toppled over and seeing at least a symbol of a regime toppled down, even though an even worse regime was the one doing the knocking down. And, of course, later it turned out that it was staged, that the entire area was sealed off by tanks. The European aerial photos revealed that, and that they kind of moved in, they transported in their own already supportive factions within Iraq. And actually, if you haven't heard the show before, you can see what a sham that statue toppling made for TV bullshit coverage actually is at informationclearinghouse.info/article2842.htm for the original statue toppling, and you can send that link around so others can see what a hoax it is. And but it did look kind of cool, and I thought one of the best ways to support the troops is to not let them risk death for oil and greed, in which they will not even benefit. They're not going to become shareholders in the oil companies when Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation and others loot the oil. They're not going to benefit in the slightest. In fact, they're still going to pay for the oil that others are going to make billions from. So why not support the troops by bringing them home, letting them ransack the palaces of Washington, D.C., and most fun of all, toppling the Bush statue. And that is another contest on The Reverend Is In. In addition to pie the corporate scab at Kennedy's and flash your genitals at the XXX church contests, and Lord Jesus is cracking up, the next contest is for anyone who can erect a Bush statue. And honestly, that's probably the only way to erect any of these Bushes or any other kind of theocratic fascist. But anyone who erects a Bush statue made out of anything, even paper mache, and knocks it over and records it or uploads it on the web or somehow verifies it so it can be shared by others, wins yet another contest. And Lord Jesus and I have been working on the grand prize pot, which has been growing so much thanks to recent live guests and other donors, plus stuff I've come up with myself. And my absolute favorite music freak friend, Lord Jesus, and the rare stuff he finds, the trip music, the 60s music, the punk, the rarities, the oddities, great stuff even I have never heard of. That all of that is on the grand prize list. And first and foremost is the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church Contest. And you don't have to go to an erotica convention to find them. You can find them at their church in Corona, California, at crossroadschurch.com. You can click on worship services and then directions and map. And if you get them, you get the pot of prizes. And Lord Jesus is adding to that, and he is the master of great video and music finds, and his stuff on eBay is always great, and the stuff he's found for the Reverend for the last couple of years for this show, sometimes on no notice, even really weird and obscure stuff, has delivered. And speaking of the regime change here and in Iraq, there is a vote at radioleft.com as to who the people would prefer as the new head of Iraq. That corporate puppet that they're trying to install, or George W. Numbnuts, cokehead, executioner, Enron Ho, war criminal, civilian massacrist, 9/11 cover-upper, Bush himself, or one or two others, and then, of course, the great, dear, wonderful friend of the Reverend's, Ms. Terry, the one who sang Happy Birthday to the Reverend, like Marilyn Monroe. But that's not the only reason why I think she's the most worthy candidate. You're making me laugh. But Lord Jesus likes Miss Terry also. And but also because, face it, she's the best, and especially on that list of candidates. So if you will, please go to radioleft.com, and I encourage all to vote for Ms. Terry for new leader of Iraq. That's at radioleft.com. What else? Oh, we found Bush regime trading cards. This is and this is something you don't even find on eBay. So you might have an exclusive in your circles of people, and it has some of the best theocrats, Bush regime mouthpieces, war propagandists from the corporate media, racist, homophobic, misogynistic, anti-immigrant, blah, 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 anti-hemp, sex negative, total assholes are all in this deck of cards. And that's from Ooga Booga, which is http://oogabooga.blogspot.com. And I'll send this link with the playlist, which you can get by writing to me, quail@sjcdc.org. And I'm going to wait till later to do the asshole of the week. And there are several runners-up to asshole of the week. So that's going to wait till things kind of calm down over here and we get more organized. So we're going to have asshole of the week, several runners-up, and what else? Murderers of the week, media buffoons of the week, and some news from Dr. Susan Block, and of course, the opening kickoff of National Masturbation Month, which is the month of March, and we'll do a plug for the Masturbate-a-thon that the Dark Lady is organizing. I'm sorry, May. I fucked that up. May is Masturbation Month, and Lord Jesus and Reverend Bookburn will probably be among the people who celebrate National Masturbation Month. Okay. Lord Jesus has been practicing in advance. All right. I forgot to cue up this record, so I may have fucked that up. But anyway, one more plug and then get into the music. I'm going to play one of Lord Jesus' records next. I want to send people to Bush Body Count because there's a lot of good information. And the guy who's been emailing and asking about the history the Reverend talks about a lot, like all of the civilian murders by the Contras that the Reagan regime was guilty of, and Iran-Contra and that kind of stuff, all of that, Daddy Bush's murders, and as well as W. Numbnuts Bush's murders and body count is all at this highly informative site called Bush Body Count, which is at BK2K, the numeral 2, bk2k.com/bushbodycount/index.shtml. And what are we going to hear? This is Lord Jesus is in heaven over here going through all the records and CDs. Reefer songs. Bob Howard and his boys. If You're a Viper. 16 original jazz classics. And then in big letters, Reefer songs. So this is called If You're a Viper.
About a reaper 5 feet long, mighty immense but not too strong. You'll be high but not for long if you're a viper. I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when you don't get dry, everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Blow your top on peppermint candy. Then you know your body is sin. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you're a viper. Thank you. truck on down to the candy store. Blow your top on peppermint candy, then you know your body is sound. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high, and so am I. Whoa, if you're a viper.
My pussycat was scratching out on the back door. Scratched so long, poor pussycat. Sore, sore, pussy. Sore, pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
My pussycat was sitting out on the front step. Sat so long, poor pussy got wet. Just a friendly little cat,
a friendly little cat.
My pussycat was playing out on the back lot. Played so long, poor pussy got hot, hot, pussy. Sore, wet, hot, pussy. Just a friendly little cat,
a friendly little cat.
My pussycat was rocking rocking chair, rock so long he lost his hair. Bald pussy, sore, wet, hot, bald pussy. Just a friendly little cat,
a friendly little cat.
My neighbor and I out at the clothesline. I said to my neighbor, won't you look at mine? Little cat,
a friendly little cat.
My neighbor stole my kitty, but I did see. I said to my neighbor, set my pussy free. Free pussy, sore, wet, hot, bald. Free pussy, just a friendly little cat.
A friendly little cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Aw.
Okay, let's play another track for George W. Numbnuts, Enron Ho, War Criminal. What? Me in Charge? Bush. This is new to me. Actually, it's new, period. It's from the new Pearl Jam album called Riot Act. And I hope the lyrics come through because they're really good and fit this moron quite well. From Riot Act, this is Pearl Jam doing Bush Ligger.
Such a happening tailpipe of a party, like sugar, I guess, is so refined. A confidence man, but why so beleaguered? He's not a leader, he's a Texas leaguer. Swinging for the fence, got lucky with a strike. Drilling for fear makes the job simple. Born on third, thinks he got a triple.
Black gown weaves its way through the city. Black gown weaves its way.
tank of aloof multiplication, a nicotine wish and a Columbus decanter. Retrenchment, hoggishness. The aristocrat choir sings, what's the ruckus? The haves have not a clue. The immenseness of suffering and the odd negotiation, the rarity with onion skin plausibility of life and a keyboard reaffirmation.
Okay, gonna play a track for a loud blowhard. What's happening is the famous case where a guy murdered his wife and fetus. Now I can't remember the name. Lacey, do you remember the name? Lacey Peterson, thank you. What's happening is obviously the guy who did it is a dickhead and deserves anything that happens to him. But what's happening is the case is being exploited by the far right wing and the American Christian Taliban, who are saying it should be a double murder because of the fetus. And it's, of course, to push the anti-abortion agenda. And so the people who are opposing that are being said to have been supportive of the asshole who murdered them, which is ridiculous. It's to prevent the further erosion of abortion and birth control rights by the American Christian Taliban and the repugnant Bush regime. One of the loudest of these people has been Rush Limbaugh, who also sent it in his emailer that somebody forwarded to the Reverend. And, the people who send me this stuff, like from Richard Viguerie and Rush Limbaugh and other assholes, it is appreciated because it's informative and we need to know what the ultimate assholes of our nation are saying. But in moderation, a lot of it is just unbearable. But anyway, thank you whoever sent me the Rush Limbaugh emailer about the Lacey case in which he's saying, you see, they're, what pro-choice means, it means support the guy who murdered the fetus and his wife and blah, blah, blah. So because he's such a dumb fuck and because he's such an ass licker of W. Bush, and I apologize right now and mean no offense to people who are into ass licking, and I don't mean to make a degrading comparison, but for ass-licking the American Christian Taliban and for exploiting the death of this woman, I'm going to play a track about Rush Limbaugh from Bill Hicks's comedy CD, Rant in E Minor, and this track is called Rush Limbaugh.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that? Or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit. You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit.
Gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government. Die for your country, that shit.
Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow...
Oh, shit, man! Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there's many runners up this week. Look at this fucking list. There are several runners up to Asshole of the Week. And then, of course, we have the grand asshole of them all. Sunday, April 27th, 2003, at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com. First runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the president of Baseball's Hall of Fame, Dale Petrosky, who is a war-advocating goon, who is going to boycott the reunion of the cast of Bull Durham because it features the great Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins because of their anti-war views. So first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Hall of Fame President Dale Petrosky. That's right. Yeah, he only has one kind of bat that works. And now, we have a couple who are runners-up to Asshole of the Week. From Pennsauken, New Jersey, in the Philadelphia area. The people behind the trashing of the Pennsauken Mart, a kind of flea market or farmer's market institution that's been around for decades and is a classic, and not just because of the great Chinese massage place and head shop and CD store. It's all kinds of great stuff in there. Deputy Mayor Jack Killian and local politician George Norcross, these assholes want to manifest their corruption and filth by making a deal for the civic arena of Pennsauken. Sound familiar? Anybody who's been in a stadium-related struggle? And these assholes have actually been dissing the merchants of the mart, referring to them as scumbags. But at The Reverend Is In, we know who the real scumbags are. You two are beneath scumbags, Jack Killian and George Norcross, and we will tell the world. And on April 30th, Wednesday, if you're in the Pennsauken area, if you go to the municipal building at Route 130 and Merchantville Avenue, parking available in the library parking lot, you can check out a press conference at 1 p.m. to resist the corruption and bullying of these assholes. And there's more. You gotta love these things. Another runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Barbara Bodine. She's the person who derailed FBI veteran John O'Neill when he was on the trail of Osama bin Laden and helped the Bush regime put up roadblocks in the investigation that would lead to anybody related to Saudi Arabia and the Bush family hose oil connections. Barbara Bodine, one of the September 11th cover-uppers, is named as governor of Baghdad. Yes, her reward is coming through. I know, you can't believe this, but it's true. All right, any more runners up? Oh, yes. Also, runner-up to Asshole of the Week from South Carolina, State Representative Ralph Davenport. I'm not making this shit up. This is another statue-related thing. State Representative Ralph Davenport of South Carolina seeks tax dollars to erect a 6-foot-tall fetus statue for all the unborn Americans who did not survive abortion. Yes, your tax dollars at work for asshole Ralph Davenport to erect a statue, the only thing he can erect, a 6-foot-tall fetus statue. Oh, God, you did the whole thing. Gotta play it again. Oh, there's another one.
Shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Also runner-up to Asshole of the Week. I can't look at Lord Jesus, who's laughing without cracking up. That's why I laugh all the time. Robert G. Marshall, he spearheaded the movement pertaining to James Madison University in Virginia for them to stop providing to women students emergency contraception. Yes, he is that much of a dickhead, Lord Jesus. Robert G. Marshall, asshole, and behind the James Madison University ban, which students are resisting with almost no time before the student senate session ends, an effort to organize and get thousands of petitions in practically no time was done, and it looks like they're going to win this. So the Reverend salutes Chrissy Schnebel, and we're going to play her a song later. Thank you, Chrissy Schnebel, for organizing at James Madison University in Virginia. And no thanks to asshole Robert G. Marshall. And that brings us to a very special person. I think this is the longest list of runners-up to assholes of the week. It is what the week gave us. And now, for that special someone, for Asshole of the Week, and who could be worse than that collection of ass wipes? Asshole of the Week is prominent Republican fundraiser Richard Anthony Delguado of Burke, Virginia. What is it with Virginia and all these assholes? Richard Anthony Delguado of Burke, Virginia is Asshole of the Week. Richard Anthony Delguadio has just pleaded guilty to child porn charges. That's right. He is yet another one of these motherfuckers who is like, we're anti-women, we're anti-sex, we want to censor everything, we want to ban porn, we want to criminalize the dancers, we want to ban birth control and abortion, we want Christian supremacy, morals, family values, and oops, my affair, oops, the times I do it, and even worse, like the priests and all of those kinds of sick fucks involving something that is not healthy and acceptable, child sexual abuse. Richard Anthony Delguado, you are Asshole of the Week. And thank you, Working Man of the Reverend Is In, for generously providing fart sounds for the Reverend Is In. What is that track number again?
It's 11.
So, we're going to play a song for these assholes and, of course, the war criminals who outdid September 11th tenfold in the civilian massacre department, thus making all September 11th posters kind of meaningless anymore, and who covered it up and who had a stranglehold on the media. Now it's 11. And we don't know the artist, but it's from Lord Jesus' personal compilation, What a Bunch of Crap, Volume 3, from Artist Unknown. This is Blow Me.
I think, wow, pretty good, thanks.
Blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me tonight. Not enough to blow me. You gotta blow me. When you part your lips that way, I want you night and day. When you squeeze my balls so tight, I wanna blow my load with all my might. So blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me. You gotta blow me tonight. Come on, everybody.
Blow me.
Blow me.
You hardly even know me.
Heard Blow Me by Artist Unknown. Before that, Anti-Flag did Die for the Government. Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh. Pearl Jam did Bush Ligger. And another Artist Unknown did Pussycat Song. Bob Howard and his boys did If You're a Viper from Lord Jesus' Reefer Songs compilation. And that's it. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Topple the Bush Statue. I'm here with my good friend Lord Jesus, who is still pouring through records and CDs here in the Radio Volta studio where we are streaming from, and as well as the relay broadcast at atheistnetwork.com. And now there's a third outlet. I don't know if this is temporary or permanent, but this show is going out in Olympia, Washington on a micro radio. I don't want to fuck it up, but I believe it's on Chaos Radio, K-A-O-S Radio. And I guess that's a good choice for a host for the show. So hello Olympia, Washington people, hello Pensauk and Mart people, and others the Reverend has recently met, and welcome to The Reverend Is In. And of course, write, send feedback, send song requests and theme ideas, and especially let me know if you win one of these contests. We're not partying too hard here. Honest. Two new books, or at least new to me books, Against War with Iraq, an anti-war primer by a whole shitload of names, including Barbara Olshansky, Jenny Green, Michael Ratner, and others from the Center for Constitutional Rights. Against War with Iraq, an anti-war primer from the Open Media Pamphlet Series, at Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. And The Legacy of Luna, The Story of a Tree, a Woman, and the Struggle to Save the Redwoods by Julia Butterfly Hill. And that's on like a big publisher, Harper's, San Francisco. The Legacy of Luna, The Story of a True the story of a tree, a woman, and the struggle to save the redwoods, Julia Butterfly Hill. And that sounds like somebody you would know. Maybe somebody from the Rainbow Gathering or something.
She's a very beautiful woman inside and out.
I agree. If you're not hearing what Lord Jesus is saying, he just said, I think she's a very beautiful woman on the inside and the out, which the Reverend concurs. And Lord Jesus is also the person who has been providing information on the show and updates regarding the Rainbow Gatherings and similar events. So thank you for keeping us informed on stuff like that. I can't wait to get to more of these Lord Jesus records and CDs. So two quick plugs and then more music. An article entitled War Profiteering from The Nation publication, one word, thenation.com. And if you check on back issues or issues, check out the cover of the May 5th issue that has W. Numbnuts, War Criminal Bush, toppling the Statue of Liberty. And that is a graphic to send to your friends. And another interesting article, this one from The Progressive, McCarthyism Watch at progressive.org. Oh, you know I love cartoons. And there's some great new ones at politicalstrikes.com and Trouble Tune. Shades of Roger and Jessica Rabbit. Trouble Tune, TOON.com. The campaign to show Bush the door is at moveon.org. And if it's not on the site yet, sign up for their e-alerts and get a great mailer called Show Bush the Door, as well as vote2impeach.org. I barely started talking and I'm talked out already. So, going to play something from the Lord Jesus collection. What is this, Lord Jesus?
It is a little bit of a novelty.
A novelty. We're starring Richard Nixon. All right, we're going to have a flashback with Lord Jesus. The artist is perfectly clear. It stars a now dead war criminal named Richard Nixon. And this is called... Oops, turn it on, Reverend. Perfectly clear doing The Nixorcist. Lord, make this work.
As we sit here in the Senate Press Gallery, we're acutely aware that this historic day has no precedent in the history of the United States. Impeachments have occurred. Removal from office have occurred. But never until now has an incumbent president been Nixicized.
Walter, I think they're bringing him in now.
Yes, Eric, the doors of the Senate chamber are open. I don't see anything yet, but the most incredible foul smell is rising from the Senate floor. I still can't see anything. The chamber is filled with smoke. But now I think I can make out... Oh, good Lord. This is an unimaginable sight. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is being wheeled into the Senate chamber on the presidential bed. A four-poster with a yellow canopy that's been splattered and stained by...
But Walter, his arms and legs...
Yes, the president is tightly bound. By the Senate rules of procedure, he's opening his mouth now. He is about to speak.
Peace with honor. That's all I ask. Who'd like to hop up here now and give me a peace with honor, huh?
Eric, can you give us the order of drill for this Nixorcism?
Walter, our best information is that it's going to be performed by the prominent evangelist and close friend of the president, Reverend Billy...
We have met before.
You're damn right we have.
I know you for what you are. I know you despite the dissembling mask you are wearing at this hour. I know you for your evil works.
And I for yours, Jocko.
The most contemptible of which is the possession of the body of the leader of the entire free world. And I command you, with all the power of my righteousness, I command you to quit the body, to remove yourself, to return forthwith to the very bowels of the earth.
It hasn't worked. The Reverend has been driven back from the presidential bed. He's covered from head to foot.
Walter, it's hard to believe that anyone could do better than he did.
Can you tell us, Eric, is anyone else scheduled to attempt an exorcism?
Walter, the next attempt at an exorcism is going to be made by the Secretary of State.
Hey, Dybbuk. A Dybbuk is all you are. My people had dealt with Dybbuks for centuries, and when you deal with a Dybbuk, you don't issue an ultimatum because the situation is too dangerous and too promising. What I propose is a two-step procedure, a preliminary withdrawal from the president's body to a line 18 centimeters north of the bedstead.
That sounds reasonable enough. Why don't we shake on it?
I don't shake hands with Dybbuks.
Peace is at hand, Henry.
I can't shake hands with a Dybbuk.
Peace is at hand.
No, I can't. I got to get out of here.
The president opened his mouth and a stream of napalm 10 feet long shot out. The smell is of burning flesh. They're trying to put out the flames. The president's bed is rising off the floor, rising above the flames. And now I can't believe what I see. His head is describing a complete circle on his neck. But how long can the president's body hold out?
Walter, it's anyone's guess.
The bed has returned to the floor. And now I see the venerable senator from North Carolina striding out. He's got his Bible in his hand. If this doesn't work, there's no...
Then shook and trembled the earth, and the foundations were moved.
I didn't order any country ham.
And they were shaken because he was wroth. Smoke went up in his anger, and consuming fire out of his mouth. Coals flamed forth from him, and he bent the heavens, and he came down.
1,000 more years.
It looks like a standoff.
Law and order.
The president and the senator are locked in confrontation, glaring at each other, roaring at each other, but there's no sign that the sinister presence is yielding. The senator is fumbling in his pocket for something. It may be medicine. He's very shaken.
No, it's
not medicine. It's another book. A little blue book.
We, the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
It's working. The Nexusism is working. The flames are subsiding. The air is growing clear. The body of the president is disappearing as we watch it. The legs have already vanished. The arms are going. The face is growing dim. There's nothing left on the bed. Nothing at all but a spotless white sheet and... But from the president's lapel, his little American flag.
Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Lord Jesus, that was great. That was perfectly clear doing the Nixorcist. And let's see. Oh, there's so much shit on here. I don't want to cover all this stuff. But I must. Let's see, we forgot Media Buffoons of the Week, which is Soap Opera Digest, who have, I'm not kidding, did their own lick Bush's ass and do their war pledge, I don't even remember what the fuck it is, but it was like, to encourage the war crimes of W. Numbnuts Bush. Media Buffoons of the Week are Soap Opera Digest. And now, here is Murderers of the Week. Murderers of the Week are at least two guards at Gloucester County Jail. They have, on April 8th, they had beaten a mentally ill man to death at Gloucester County Jail. And what they did was they beat him to the point where he was not even recognizable in the morgue by his father. And after they beat him to such an excess, his life was threatened. He was handcuffed behind his back and left overnight. And he recently made the front page of a tabloid from South Jersey called the Courier Post. On the front page, the cause of death was ruled as positional asphyxiation. So he was effectively murdered. He wasn't restrained. He wasn't stopped or even like halfway beaten, you know, in response to whatever he did. But a mentally ill man was beaten and cuffed and left for dead. And so that is a murder, as much as if any psychopath without a badge had committed a murder, and especially one so extreme. Let's see, there's other stuff we forgot. So let's see. There was a whole lot of requests to make Rick Santorum Asshole of the Week. And the Reverend does not argue that Dick Santorum is an asshole, but he already was Asshole of the Week when for initiating the ban on late-term abortion. So we'll still call him runner-up to asshole, I mean not runner-up, former recipient of Asshole of the Week. He is still an asshole. Actually, everybody who has ever been Asshole of the Week. Christian Taliban types of remarks against gay people. This is consistent with his history. And you know that anybody who has a hatred for somebody who is sexually different than they have hidden desires and possibly a history of their own that they are running away from. So I would say that this guy probably has a gay past. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just to point out that like most purveyors of hate, there are feelings and probably experiences that they want to cover up and run away from. So, Dickless Santorum, you are still an asshole, and hopefully you only go after adults. You're probably like your priest and have a collection of boys' underwear and altar boy clothes in your attic. And the Reverend wants to call on the wife of Rick Santorum right now. Mrs. Santorum, please go through all of the hiding places and closets and attics of Dick Santorum, and please look for altar boy clothing, please look for little boy's underwear, and other stuff he might be sharing with his priest. And and then come forward to me, Reverend Bookburn, at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org, so we can expose it on the show. Again, Mrs. Santorum, please search through all of his belongings and let us know if you find little boys' underwear, pictures of boys, or any such matter for former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Rick Santorum. And there's going to be protests at St. Joseph's University in the Philadelphia area pertaining to Rick Santorum, who, guess what these assholes decided to do with Rick Santorum? Invite him to be the graduation commencement speakers. And, of course, the Reverend will seriously reward, and I think you're with me on this, Lord Jesus, we will seriously reward you with all kinds of music and goodies. If you flash, moon, pie, thank you, pie, anything that is harmless, not dangerous, preferably funny, but whatever you do to him that's harmless, like a pie or exposing yourself or mooning him. Mooning is good for this kind of event. And he'd probably like to see a lot of people's asses, even if they are adults. But, right, he would, exactly, he would have to pretend he didn't enjoy it. St. Joseph's University commencement. So do something harmless to Dick Santorum. Future Reverend videos are, Church Organ Donor from the Donate Your Organ series and Family Frisky Business. And you'll hear about that on May 11th when we have Pastor Bader on this show. And I can't wait for that. A funny thing that a reverend's friend who works at a women's clinic learned of this weekend, an anti-choice zealot, a member of the American version of Al-Qaeda, an anti-abortion terrorist group, was seen outside her clinic wearing a shirt that said, Fruit of the Womb. And maybe this is something we should talk about with Pastor Bader. And I thought, wow, that is not only hilarious, but that really reveals a tremendous marketing potential here. What if we were to market underwear to religious zealots and similar crackpots? So, any ideas for a marketing strategy for Fruit of the Womb underwear for the American Christian Taliban and the anti-abortion terrorists? Write to me, and we'll discuss it and work it out. Tired of sexual dysfunctionaries blasting air raid sirens, making war, being chicken hawks, like most war advocates are, blasting air raid sirens, organizing school emergency drills, or otherwise abusing sirens in general, then maybe it's time for you to check out the sacred sex toys at Divine Interventions. Divine Interventions provides a great line of products, including the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo, the Baby Jesus Butt Plug, and many other fine sex toys. These sex toys are exactly what is needed to be sent to regarding all of these war criminals and chicken hawks and siren blasters and air raid siren users, etc., etc. You can check out these great sacred sex toys at divine-interventions.com. Tell them the Reverend sent you. To support T.L. and Susie Wall, a married couple who are charged with prostitution because of their seminars and workshops on sexual techniques, and I am still outraged over this arrest and will plug this forever until the asshole judge, former recipient of Asshole of the Week, stops this outrageous trial that has been going against them all along so far into this day. T.O. and Susie Wall are at VideoAlt, VideoAlt.com. You can also check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars. And Lord Jesus, we have to watch the erotic version of Star Wars someday. I got to get around to getting that from them. I'm visualizing a big laser dick, like those gun things they used to fight with, etc. Oh, new book by Arianna Huffington and a whole lot of great new columns at ariannaonline.com, A-R-I-A-N-N-A, ariannaonline.com. Articles, Death of a Diva Who Gave Voice to the Civil Rights Struggle. That's an article about Nina Simone, and I'm going to play a song by her later, who recently passed away. Death of Diva Who Gave Voice to the Civil Rights Struggle, as well as other articles, including Franks Faces Belgium Genocide Case, and Bush Comes Clean, It Was About Oil, all at truthout.org. Oh, there's some other article that I'm trying to read, this handwriting that still bites. Bechtel Corporation. Oh, here's a shock. Don't faint, Lord Jesus. Don't faint. Lord, give Lord Jesus the strength. Hold my hand. Be strength to not faint at this news. Bechtel Corporation that gave us most of the members of the criminal Reagan regime and criminals like George Shultz and all these other assholes, and also provided, hey, members of the W. Numbnuts Bush regime, the ones that weren't from Enron, that Bechtel Corporation. Are you ready? This article is entitled, Bechtel Wins Iraq War Contracts. No, don't faint. Don't pass out, Lord Jesus. I need you to turn me on to more great music tonight. Bechtel Wins Iraq War Contracts. Check out Corp Watch. For Corporate Watch, corpwatch.org. Bechtel wins Iraq war contracts. Please don't vomit in here, Lord Jesus. It's messy enough in beautiful Volta land. To see the website George W. Bush Blows, go to geocities.com. You're making me laugh. George W. Bush Blows. geocities.com/gwbblows/index.html. Ms. Terry turned me onto that, and that is so worthwhile. That is really worth it. GW Bush Blows, geocities.com/gwbblows. Oh, God. Lord Jesus did this to my mind, and it was good. geocities.com/gwbblows/index.html. All right, enough fucking talking. One of those times it was right, and they found George W. Bush Blows website. Let's play a site for George W. Bush Blows for that asswipe. This is from the Bonzo Dog Band. This track is entitled Canyons of Your Mind.
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your choice. I will sticker you in jail. To the forest of your chin. Through the holes in your string bag.
Yeah!
once again I hear your love. And I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair.
But she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe. And each time I hear your name.
Crying man, crying man.
Oh, 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 mama, how it hurts.
He's in pain.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled shirts.
Okay, this song is to the anti-abortion goon that was wearing the Fruit of the Womb t-shirt, and as well as the rest of these assholes that hold pleasure beads in public and roll their eyes and face the sky and show other signs of mental illness, hallucinating angels, hearing voices, receiving divine commands, etc., etc. This is Helios Creed. Ready? And this track is entitled Superior Catholic Finger. Ready, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
got a brand new skillet. I've got a brand new lid. All I need is a woman just to burn my bread. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now I got the white gold, my baby got the tub. We gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Go, let my banana score now. Let my banana score now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana, no how. Now I got the dasher. My baby got the churn. We gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter comes. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now my baby's got the claw, and I've got the needle. We gonna stick, 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 till we both will feel it. Then I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Go on, let my banana run now. Go on, let my banana run now. I can see the way you can on. You don't want my banana no how. Now my baby got the meat and I got the knife. I'm gonna do her cutting. This about a throw of my life. And I'm telling you, baby, sure ain't got a knife. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, and I'll be satisfied.
Okay. That was Banana in Your Fruit Basket by Bo Carter. Before that, Helios Creed did Superior Catholic Finger. Bonzo Dog Band did Canyons of Your Mind. And earlier you heard Perfectly Clear doing The Nixorcist. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight's theme is Topple the Bush Statue. So, if you're tuning in late, there is reward. There are rewards for erecting a bush statue, the only erectable thing about a bush. And if you do that and knock it down, and you know what, we're even going to accept animation. Even an animation of toppling the bush statue will result in winning the contest and receiving prizes, song dedications, and who knows, if you do something really good, we'll even have you on the show. And, of course, if you want to shave Bush off the groin of humanity, go to vote2impeach.org or show Bush the door at MoveOn, one word, MoveOn.org. The great cartoons of Ward Sutton are at suttonimpactstudios.com. And be sure to click on Schlock and Roll. And those are still great, all five that he put up there. It's a very special month coming up for the Dr. Susan Block Show. They're going to kick off National Masturbation Month with a bang. The April 26th guests, which were, it was a night of voodoo sex, according to Dr. Susie, starring porn goddess Nicole Sheridan and her husband, Playboy TV star voodoo sex. That was last night. And her kickoff for National Masturbation Month is going to occur on May 3rd with Erica Annenberg of E-Glass Magic Wands, Bella Donna, and Avi Scott. And you can check that out at drsusanblock.com. And then shows upcoming. And to see past shows past, the Reverend on Dr. Susie, shows past November 23rd, 2002, Terror Journals under What's New, and her new article, The Rape of Iraq, is definitely a must-reading.
That's a cable show, right?
Yeah, that's on cable in the L.A. area and on the web.
Okay, so this broadcast,
you can watch the actual... You can watch the last couple of shows throughout the week, and then she's live Saturday nights. And that was the show that the Reverend was on when he went to L.A. And her anti-war page updated drsusanblockinstitute.com/noirakwar.htm. And let's see, the Masturbatathon is coming, literally, and that's organized by the Dark Lady. So first, masturbate-a-thon, masturbatathon.org, and darklady.com for information on that. And if you click on the beneficiaries, one of the beneficiaries is Carol Queen's organization in San Francisco, and she's really cool. And she's doing a masturbation event on May 2nd, and you can click on the link and get information about the May 2nd Masturbatathon that Carol Queen is doing in the San Francisco area. And, of course, the MasturbateForPeace.com site, Touch Your Sack, Not Iraq, Lord Jesus. And, of course, the Naked Anti-War Protests are still at BearingWitness.org. For information on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, what they're fighting for at James Madison University, and thank you, Chrissy Schnebel, for reversing the American Christian Taliban and Bush regime cronies' push to take that right away from you. You can get it online, information online, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. We must continue to be survival resource information providers for the people of this nation as rights and freedom are further shit-canned, as well as information access. Information on medical marijuana prisoner Ed Rosenthal at freedomtoexhale.com/trialpics. And please support Ed Rosenthal. Information on white power assholes and anti-abortion terrorists and other far-right violent goons at onepeoplesproject.com. The new spoken word CD by Jello Biafra, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands, is at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedys on their new labels, and the Pie, the Corporate Scab Dead Kennedys contest is still on. And let's play a song right now for Chrissy Schnebel, who is fighting to keep emergency contraception at James Madison University in beautiful asshole Ladin, Virginia. This is the George W. Numnitz Enron Ho, war criminal, civilian massacrist, 9/11 cover-upper Bush. It is his theme song. It's by request from a guy. Actually, he wrote to the Reverend a couple months ago regarding this song. This song is from National Lampoon's Radio Dinner album, I believe, around 71 or 72. And this Bush theme song is called Deteriorata. Lord, make this machine work.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be
placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are
number one. It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap world of Phono Funny.
Hey, it's kind of wild, isn't it? I mean,
Okay, that was Deteriorata, the George W. Numbnuts War Criminal Bush theme song, and that's dedicated to Chrissy Schnebel at James Madison University. And we have another song for the war criminal. And again, don't forget to erect the Bush statue and knock it down so you can win great prizes. We're going to play another Bush-related song. This is called Blockhead. This is by Devo. Play. Okay, we're going to play our tribute song to Nina Simone, who recently passed away. This is from, I believe, 1969. It's called To Be Young, Gifted, and Black.
Is the quest that's just begun.
Nina Simone, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Earlier you heard Devo doing Blockhead, and from National Lampoon, Deteriorata, the theme song of George W. Numbnuts' War Criminal Bush. Coming up on The Reverend Is In on May 4th, the anniversary of Kent State Massacre of 1970, the theme will be Operation American Freedom. And on May 11th, the theme is Family Frisky Business. And that's a Reverend Bookburn video project as well, of the same title. And on that night, you will meet the new strange person in this ever-expanding cast of characters, Pastor Bader. Pastor Bader will be here live on May 11th. And he'll probably also help us celebrate the month of May's National Masturbation Month. So, and maybe the other Radio Volta DJs as well. We're scaring away Comet. So, we will stop saying that. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle as in Dan Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Ask for the playlist if you want it, which is all songs you heard tonight, as well as the links, the cartoons, the gags, the book reviews, the video reviews, even though we didn't do any, Asshole of the Week, runners-up to Asshole of the Week, etc., etc. And be sure to write if you or someone you know wins one of the contests, Flash Your Genitals at XXX Church, Pie the Corporate Scab at Kennedy's, or Get Rick Santorum Harmlessly at the commencement at St. Joseph's University, and that's probably, I guess, in May. When are graduations? May? I think May. And, I don't know. It's been a couple of years. But, since mine. By the way, we made loud. I had a small group at my graduation doing, like, those long, like, Roman trombone-looking things you blow at games and events. You know what I'm talking about? They're kind of fart-soundy. Like, it's real long, like a trombone. You blow in it. And we had, like, all kinds of noisemakers for when they had some weird pedophile in clergy clothes leading a prayer at this public institution that also receives tax dollars. So, anyway, signing off at atheistnetwork.com.